Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
From a discussion of poverty to what look like imminent job losses in the transportation sector, as part of its bankruptcy restructuring, American Airlines wants to downsize in a big way. It's proposed eliminating about 13,000 jobs, full 15% of its workforce, part of a grand plan to cut labor costs by 20%, including ending traditional pension plans. American CEO, in a statement of reassurance, called the job cuts painful, but a way of saving jobs by eliminating thousands of other employees. American is expected to begin negotiations with its three major unions this week. Joining us, as often is the case, to talk about the future of American Airlines and the transportation sector is Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
So are these downsizing plans by American Airlines likely to succeed? And is bankruptcy protection a way of protecting these kinds of layoff plans?
Well, it's really their opening salvo, and I think we have to keep that in mind. Everybody was apparently quite shocked by the severity of these proposed cuts. So you have to sort of figure that what they're doing is coming out with what they would really like to get if they could, which, of course, they won't really be able to because it's really not just up to American's management to do this. They're in bankruptcy court. And while that gives them a lot of leeway to try to get their house in order, it also puts a brake on some of these things. I mean, it has to be approved. They can't just, you know, take the axe at it, so to speak. So I think that we have to, obviously it's going to be very acrimonious. And in the short term, that's going to have a lot of consequences, too, that aren't positive for the airline. But when we come out of this, I don't think that 13,000 figure is going to stick.
Well, let's talk about the three major union discussions and the different issues that are faced by those unions in just a moment. But first, in terms of the business model of American Airlines, look at these plans. What is it they want to eliminate? Are we talking about their Atlantic lines? Those are lucrative. Are we talking about a major curtailment of its domestic? Are we talking about closing hubs? What do you think is happening here?
Well, what I think is happening is they're actually going to try to preserve as much of the service as they can. If you look at the cuts, out of that 13,000, almost 9,000 are from two specific groups, and one is the mechanics and the machinists, who repair the planes, and the other are the ground handlers and people who work at the airport. But what's interesting about that first one is American is almost unique among the big major, legacy airlines, the airlines like Delta and United, in that it, until now, has done most of its maintenance in-house. Most of the other airlines, they all went through bankruptcy, in the last 5 years or so and went through that sort of financial rinse cycle that it is, and that enabled them to cut a lot of their arrangements with the mechanics. And they started farming this kind of maintenance work out overseas and just outsourced it in general, even to other shops in the United States.
So outsourcing of maintenance, that looks like the big business plan issue here. What about the major unions? Do they have different issues? Obviously, the machinists will want to talk.
Yes, exactly. And part of this proposal is that it would actually shut down one of their major maintenance bases in Fort Worth. And, that's going to be a huge loss for the local economy as well. So, yes, they're fighting that. Of course, the flight attendants and the pilots are objecting to, the elimination of the pensions. I mean, we're talking about the traditional pension plans, the fixed benefit, which, of course, have gone kind of the way of Pan Am and most other places. But, that's still a fixture of a traditional airline. And, other benefits, such as health benefits, are going to be cut. So it looks like what they're trying to do is squeeze out savings from wherever they can.
And make American Airlines more like the rest of the business. And it's been that way for quite a while. Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, commenting on the shocking announcement from American Airlines that it wants to eliminate 13,000 jobs, a full 15% of its workforce, ultimately to cut labor costs by 20%. Barbara, thanks so much.
Thank you.